This is Dr. Singh. I'm dictating from Orchards of Southgate. Patient's first name is Janet, J-A-N-E-T, last name is Simmons, S-I-M-M-O-N-S. Date of birth is 8/21/1971. Date of evaluation is 5/6/2022. HPI history page complaints. Psychiatric evaluation for management of bipolar disorder, anxiety, and to assess efficacy of current medications. History present illness. This is a 50 years old married female who was admitted here on 4/10/2022 upon transfer from Royal Oak Beaumont Hospital. I reviewed patient's chart and discussed her condition with staff. Patient was seen by our service at another facility, Mary Lodge of Taylor, on March 23rd, 2021. She was admitted here with the diagnosis of pathological fracture of left femur, malignant neoplasm of vertebral column, secondary malignant neoplasm of breast, spondylosis without myelopathy, COPD. Obesity, history of bipolar disorder, anxiety, hypertension, ASHD, congestive heart failure, history of TIA. Patient was present and cooperative. During my evaluation, she reports that she sees a psychiatrist at Team Wellness in Southgate and also has a therapist. Patient reports that she was diagnosed with bipolar disorder and schizophrenia. And acknowledge history of auditory hallucinations, particularly when she's off her medications. Patient was admitted here on Depakote, Venlafaxine. Latuda. She denies any adverse effects from current medications and reports that they have been working well for her. Period patient stated that she might be getting discharged in a week or so. Period. She talked about long-standing history of mental illness. As far as going back into 2002, she states that she was, quote, manic, unquote, and she was trying to jump her car over her dad, but he got out of way in time, period. She reports that she was admitted twice to psychiatric hospitals. She talked about history of a suicide attempt by cutting her wrist postpartum. She also reports that she was addicted to crack cocaine and quit using crack in 2011 and was admitted to a River's Edge substance abuse program in Georgia, period. Next paragraph, she reports that when she was 6 years old, her 18-year-old brother drowned in a lake. She reports that she has nightmares from trauma, reports that her mother blamed her and never forgave her for not doing enough to save her brother. She reports that both parents are passed away. She reports that she does not talk to her other siblings. he reports that she used to live with her brother, but he, quote, put me out in winter, unquote. Period, patient, and her husband lives in a motel. Next paragraph, patient reports that she used to work as an aide at a group home and has a degree as a medical assistant and some kind of mental health care in a group home. Period, she reports that her husband did some kind of construction job. Period, she has two sons, 30 and 22 years old. She reports that her oldest one lives in Virginia. Next paragraph, review of system general. Non-reported eyes, ear, nose, throat, cardiovascular, respiratory, gastrointestinal, genital, urinary, non-reported musculoskeletal weakness, skin, neurologic, psychiatric, endocrine, heme allergies, non-reported. Next paragraph, past psychiatric treatment in the prior patient, psychiatric treatment in the past, yes. At team of mental health, prior outpatient alcohol substance abuse treatment, yes. Reports that she was admitted to a substance abuse program in Georgia. Prior history of psychiatric hospitalization twice. Here one time at Wyandotte Hospital. Prior history of suicide attempts, yes. Reports that she attempted to slit her wrist. Next paragraph, medical record, lab diagnostic test review, catheter form, a chart, nursing. Next paragraph, under histories and average medical histories, see medical history as reported in HPI, surgical history, see chart for details, family history, no family history on record, tobacco history denied, alcohol history, history of social drinking, drug abuse history, past history of cocaine addiction. Next paragraph, current medications, MAR reviewed. Depakote, sodium delayed release, 500 milligram q 12 hours. Venlafaxine ER, 75 milligram, 3 capsules once a day. And Latuda, 80 milligram once a day. Next paragraph, blood pressure 105 or 85, pulse 72, respiration 18. Next paragraph, general appropriately groomed demeanor, cooperative, pleasant, motor movements, weakness, gait, wheelchair, self-propelled, speech clear, mood, euthymic, affect broad, thought process intact, association normal, thought content, normal, perceptual disturbances denied, level of consciousness alert, oriented times three, memory intact for recent and remote events, attention, concentration, fair, final knowledge, fair judgment and insight, fair, sleep and appetite, fair. Next paragraph. Assessment plan, bipolar disorder, current episode hypomanic F31.0. Plans that continue. Latuda and Depakote as prescribed. Number two, anxiety disorder unspecified F41.9. Plans continue. Effexor as prescribed. Number three, major depressive disorder, recurrent unspecified F33.9, plans continue, Effexor. Next paragraph, disposition, ongoing follow-up with attending physician for medical management. Period, overall patient's mood appears to be stable. Period, she plans to continue to have follow-up at team mental health in Southgate and see her psychiatrist there. Period, notify our service for any persistent mood changes, medication adverse effects. Period will follow with you as needed basis. Procedure code 99305. Under supplemental administrative check, common side effects of antipsychotics, SNRI, and the mood stabilizer. Risk benefit statements based on findings of my assessment above, stated goals, benefits of recommended psychotropic drug intervention outweigh the risk as reported above. End of dictation.